Faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland, I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akosua Yamwa. In the headlines, government tasked to commission inquiry into the near collapse of Ghana Cotton Company. 52 teachers slated for honors at next month's Best Teacher Awards in Takrady. Special ECOWAS envoy J. Kufuor returns home from pre-election assessment mission in Liberia. First African woman Nobel laureate Wangari Maathai dies of cancer. Remains of more than 1,270 prisoners found in mass grave in Libyan capital Tripoli. France's ruling conservative government loses majority in Senate, and IMF warns bailout for larger Eurozone countries may be too expensive. First, a summary by Jennifer Adelavi.
Government has been asked to commission an inquiry into the circumstances that led to the near collapse of the Ghana Cotton Company Limited. The Revenue Protection Information Bureau, in a statement issued in Accra, says the terms of reference of the commission should include what the revenue earned from the cotton exports. Deputy Western Regional Minister Emilia Asa has asked teachers to give off their best to produce skilled and competent leaders. Speaking at a soiree in Sekondi, she said 52 teachers will be awarded this year's National Best Teachers Awards. Out of the number, 8 are from the region. Former President Kufuor has expressed satisfaction with the outcome of a meeting with all the 19 political parties contesting the presidential poll in Liberia. Mr. Kufuor, who is a co-special envoy of ECOWAS, announced this after undertaking a pre-election assessment tour. Kenyan Nobel Peace Laureate Professor Wangari Maathai is reported dead. She died in a hospital in Nairobi while undergoing treatment for cancer. Professor Maathai became the first African woman and the first environmentalist to win the 2004 Nobel Peace Prize for her contributions to sustainable development, democracy and peace. And the Libyan Transitional Council has announced it has found a mass grave containing up to 1,270 bodies in the capital Tripoli. The remains are said to be those of inmates who were killed by security forces in the Abu Salam prison in 1996.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are also.
The news in detail. The Revenue Protection Information Bureau, RPIB, has called on government to commission a presidential inquiry into the circumstances that led to the near bankruptcy of the Ghana Cotton Company Limited. The Administrative Secretary of the Bureau, Alex Hajiman, made the call in a statement issued in Accra, said the term of reference of the commission should include what the revenue earned from the cotton exports was used for and what caused the huge losses incurred by the hardworking farmers. It said the company that purchased the cotton from the farmers is claiming that it is yet to receive payment from the government for its services. This, he said, has incurred huge debts for the farmers as a result of loans contracted to plant the crop. The statement said RPIB welcomes the new partners on the field of what it described as the white gold in the three regions and hope government would give these companies the maximum support to invest in the cotton industry. Mr. Ajiman expressed the hope that the partners would bring the expertise in the cocoa sector to bear in the cotton supporting industry for the farmers to enjoy the fruits of their labor. Meanwhile, the Revenue Protection Information Bureau has commended the government for initiating the Ghana Cotton Revival Project, describing it as timely and a blessing to cotton farmers. A statement by the Bureau said the intervention would offer more than 100,000 direct employment in the agriculture sector, adding that it's another demonstration by the government to fulfill its electoral promises to the people in the three regions of the north. It's the zoning of the regions into three sectors and the breaking of the monopoly of one purchasing company would curb the abuses that nearly resulted in the collapse of the industry. The CEO of Community Water and Sanitation Agency, Clement Bugasi, has given the assurance that the agency will meet the MDG target of 76% rural coverage by 2015. He said, looking at the current trend, there's the hope that the target will be met despite some challenges the agency is facing. Mr. Bugasi was speaking on GTV's Current Affairs program Talking Point. Mr. Bugasi indicated that the agency works in partnership with the district assemblies to deliver water to the rural dwellers. He said because of the rural nature of their work, they depend solely on underground water, which poses some challenges. One of the challenges he identified as pollution. He said in situations like that, they have to bring water from other areas, which comes with a cost. They appeal to government for more budgetary support in order to make them more effective. The managing director of Ghana Water Company, Kweku Butre, said meeting the MDG target of 85% urban coverage is a major challenge. He said their major drive is to provide reliable and satisfactory service to consumers. The acting executive secretary of Community Water and Sanitation Agency, Ben Ampuma, said there's the enabling environment to ensure sustainable water management system. It said the necessary regulations and policy framework are available to ensure that water is available for future use. The CEO of Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, bemoaned the lack of foresight, which has been the bane of effective water delivery system in the country. He called for strict enforcement of the laws to protect water bodies. The Minister of Tourism, Akwasena Danswa, has asked Metropolitan Municipal and District Assemblies, MMDAs, to strike fruitful partnerships with private and corporate institutions to re-engineer the tourism infrastructure. This, she said, is the necessary recipe for the tourism sector to reap full dividend. Ms. Danswa asked the MMDAs to fashion out strategies to revamp the tourism industry. Ms. Danswa gave the advice during a tour of tourist sites in the Volta region, which was a prelude to the National Observation of World Tourism Day to be hosted at Cafe Atome in the Hohoi municipality. The celebration tomorrow has the theme Tourism Linking Cultures. Here's a news desk report.
The tour attracted members of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Trade and Tourism, diplomats from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, Benin, Portugal, and Trinidad and Tobago, as well as Miss Tourism Priscilla Asari and their colleague contestants. The team visited tourism sites in the Pando district and Hohoi municipality, including Pando Toko Market and Volta Lake Landing sites, Grotto at Agbenohoi, Tokbui Dagadu's Palace, and Bully Falls. She noted that investment into the sector by the MMDAs would not only create jobs and improve on revenue, but also engender domestic tourism and promote national cohesion and development. The minister said the purpose of the tour is to expose the tourism potential of the country to the foreign embassies for possible partnerships and radical development of the sector. Ms. Danswa observed that public-private collaboration could facilitate the early completion of the Wuli Tourist Receptive Center, which was started in 2003. At the Toko landing site, she appealed to both owners and operators to avoid overloading, which is a major cause of accidents leading to loss of lives and property. The paramount chief of Akpini, Tokbui Dagadu, enumerated the diverse tourism landscape of the area, including German relics, the grottos, and accommodation facilities in his palace, which are more than 400 years old. He added that culture, dance forms, handicraft, wood carving, clay, and metalworks are some characteristics of the district. The Hawaii Municipal Chief Executive, Dr. Mrs. Margaret Kweku, and Pando District Executive, Francis Ganyaglo, eulogized the tourism potential of the areas, christening them as the home of tourism.
A news desk report. The MP for Abletuma Central constituency, Theophilos Tetechai, has asked Ghanaians to preserve the country's rich cultural heritage. Mr. Chai noted that culture is a unique development program that needs critical attention. He was speaking at a Debo of Chiefs and People of the Muslim Community at Zabun Zungu in Accra to round off the celebration of the Ramadan. He observed that the effect of Western culture on Ghanaians is on the increase, hence the need to encourage people to critically examine their culture to determine their true identity. 52 teachers will be presented with awards at the 2011 National Best Teachers Award Ceremony to be held in Takoradi on the 5th of next month. The Deputy Western Regional Minister Emilia Arthur announced this at a soiree organized by the Regional Best Teacher Awards Committee for Journalists in Sekondi. Madam Arthur, who is the chairperson of the committee, said 8 of the awardees are from the region. She said the first prize is a house, the second a double cabin pickup, and the third a saloon car. Madam Arthur was, however, not happy that 46% of the pupils who sat the 2011 Basic Education Certificate examination in the region failed. Teachers, she said, should be motivated to give their best to produce skilled and competent future leaders. Ghana's Deputy High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Mrs. Elizabeth Nicol, has assured the International Cuckoo Organization of government's continuous support for the sector. She said this at the reception held for members of the organization and board members of the Ghana Cuckoo Board in London. Mrs. Nicol said, though Ghana has joined the ranks of oil producing countries, government will not abandon the cuckoo sector since it contributes significantly to the country's GDP and is a major foreign exchange earner for the country. Here's a news desk report.
Mrs. Nicol congratulated the chief executive of the Cuckoo Board, Anthony Fofie, for his exemplary leadership that ensured the record production of 1 million metric tons of cocoa this year. The Deputy High Commissioner also praised the International Cocoa Organization for providing fair prices for cocoa farmers. Mrs. Nicol observed that Ghana's continued commitment to the ICCO is exemplified by the signing of the new International Cocoa Agreement in August this year, assuring them that the commitment to the ICCO is guaranteed for the foreseeable future. She therefore assured the ICCO and all cocoa consumers of the sustenance of the high quality of Ghana's cocoa beans, as well as the preservation of the environment. The chief executive of Cuckoo Board, Anthony Fofie, who is also the outgoing chairman of the International Cocoa Council and chair of the 83rd and 84th sessions, stated that Ghana Cuckoo Board, with the support of government, will continue to work closely with the ICCO in various capacities, as they have done in previous years. He was presented with the Golden Cocoa Pod by the delegates of the ICCO for his sterling performance as the chairman of the organization. Particular mention was made of his flexibility and the diplomacy with which he handled matters of the organization.
A news desk report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Government tasked to commission inquiry into the near collapse of Ghana Cotton Company. 52 teachers slated for honors at next month's Best Teacher Awards in Takoradi. Special ECOWAS envoy Jay Kufuor returns home from pre-election assessment mission in Liberia. First African woman Nobel laureate Wangari Maathai dies of cancer. Remains of more than 1,270 prisoners found in mass grave in Libyan capital Tripoli. France's ruling conservative government loses majority in Senate, and IMF warns bailout for larger Eurozone countries may be too expensive. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Kiso.
Welcome back. A group of women NGOs and Queen Mothers of Lower Manyakrobo have reiterated the need for women to play an active role in ensuring peace in their communities. This follows calls of violence-free election next year with women at the forefront. The NGOs Shiloh and Africa Women's Active Nonviolence Initiatives for Social Change, and Queen Mothers of Lower Manyakrobo made the call at Krobo Dumasi when they organized a program dubbed Queen Mothers Stand for Peace. The program is to commemorate World Peace Day, which coincided with Founders Day on the 21st of September. Yvonne Atilogo and Rita Robertson have father's report.
Women and children are the most vulnerable in the event of any conflict. To this end, it is necessary to raise awareness on the need to ensure a free non-violence election next year. The coordinator of Africa Women's Active Non-Violence Initiatives for Social Change, Euphemia Jato, said women were chosen to promote this peace initiative due to the major role they play in conflict resolution. She charged women to be sensitive and pick up conflict signals at the early stages and find ways of resolving them amicably. Madame Jato called on the youth not to allow themselves to be used by politicians to promote violence. She said the program will be extended to all districts in the country before, during and after elections.
One of our tools is UN Security Council Resolution 1325, which focuses on women's participation in peace processes. We will ask them, women, to raise awareness amongst their constituents as women's folk, get them to understand that it's women and children who suffer most when it comes to crisis. Women have a very crucial role to play in families. They'll be able to influence their children, they'll be able to influence their husbands. There are lots of early warning signs that women can pick and make sure that we nip such things in the bud.
The executive director of El Shilo, Mrs. Audrey Ankra, said apart from raising awareness on the need to ensure peace, the NGO helps in building capacity and empowering women to take up leadership roles. She called on women not to relent in their efforts but push the peace agenda across the country. The divisional queen mother of Piegua Manyenakuo asked women to tolerate each other and cultivate the habit of peace promotion.
Yvonne Atilogo and Rita Robertson filed that report. The Forestry Commission says 283 hectares of plantations established under the National Forest Plantation Development Program were destroyed by wildfire in the Upper West region last year. The value of the damage caused to the plantation is estimated at 494,118 Ghana cedis. The Upper West Regional Manager of the Commission, John Okansi, stated this when he briefed members of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Lands and Forestry at Tumu in the Sisala East District. Here's a report by Swala Abdul Wahab.
The two-day visit of the committee was to enable the members to learn at first hand the successes and challenges regarding the implementation of the National Forest Plantation Development Program in the region. The regional manager of the Forestry Commission, John Lukansi, in a presentation said the objectives of the Plantation Development Program are to restore degraded forest, generate employment as a means to reduce poverty, reduce wood deficit situation, and increase food production. He said so far 4,174 hectares have been planted with over 2.6 million seedlings. Mr. Okansi mentioned delay in the supply of seedlings, payment of workers and destruction of the plantation by cattle of Fulani herdsmen as some of the major challenges confronting the program. The chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Lands and Forestry, Albert Abungu, commended the Forestry Commission in the region for the good work it is doing. He said while some of the problems confronting the program in the regions are common, that of the Upper West is peculiar. The chairman of the committee asked district assemblies to properly engage traditional rulers in the acquisition of land for projects to avoid litigation and apathy. Mr. Abungu promised that the committee will engage other stakeholders of the program to see how best some of the major problems can be addressed. The DCE for Sisala East, Alijata Suleimana, noted that land plays a crucial role in the development of every nation. She noted that without land, it will be difficult to produce food, which is one of the basic needs of man. The committee later inspected cassia, cashew and mahogany plantations at Sakalu, Bandi and Welembele in the Sisala East district.
Swala Abdul Wahab's report. The Pekee Government Hospital in the South Dai district of the Volta region has for the past 7 years recorded only 4 maternal deaths with no casualty during the last 3 years. In recognition of this feat and its effective healthcare delivery, a peer review by the Medical Superintendent Group in collaboration with the Volta Regional Health Directorate has adjudged the hospital as the best in the region for the year 2011. The Medical Superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Lawrence Kumi, made this known when they MP for South Dai, Edem Asima, presented a cow to the medical staff of the hospital for their selfless and dedicated services. We bring you another news desk report.
The presentation ceremony, which also coincided with the inauguration of a newly constructed conference hall for the hospital, brought together some chiefs and opinion leaders of the area. The MP for South Dai, Edem Asima, expressed gratitude for the significant improvement of the hospital's services and facilities and attributed this positive development to the dedicated work of the medical superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Lawrence Kumi. He described Dr. Kumi as an exclusive nobleman worth of valuable qualities in the medical profession, and cautioned critics who tend to undermine efforts of such great achievers. Mr. Asima urged the chiefs and community members to provide Dr. Kumi and his team of health personnel the needed support to enable them to save more lives. The South Dai District Chief Executive Semenu Bekwe appealed to the community members not to do anything that would derail the achievements of the hospital over the few years. The chief of Pekicha, Metobi Baduzi, on behalf of other chiefs and community members, pledged his unflinching support for the attainment of greater laurels by the hospital. In response, Dr. Kumi thanked the MP and the chiefs for the recognition, noting that it served as a motivation to work hard to save lives as well as raise the status of the hospital.
A news desk report. The following segment comes after this.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. Former President John Ejikun Kufo has returned home from Monrovia, Liberia, after undertaking a pre-election assessment tour as a special envoy of ECOWAS. Former head of state of Nigeria, General Abdul Salam Abubakar, was his co-envoy. The two former leaders expressed satisfaction at the outcome of their meetings with all stakeholders in the elections to be held on the 11th of next month. The two met representatives of all the 19 political parties contesting the presidential poll, civil society organizations, religious groups, officials of the UN mission in Liberia, the Independent National Electoral Commission, and the media. At a separate meeting with the civil society organizations, former President Kufo urged them to take the middle road between contending factions in the political field. Mr. Kufo asked civil society to act as the third force to balance the equation in the political arena by remaining neutral and bringing up critical issues that will help to chart a progressive path for the country. Former President Kufo charged the media to be aligned to their responsibilities as the fourth estate of the realm and help to nurture democracy instead of destroying it. He noted that it's bounding on media operators to promote issues that will bring peace, unity and development. They can therefore not claim to be the mirror of society and publish or broadcast anything that comes their way. The two former leaders also held talks with President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's seeking a second five-year term. Kenyan Nobel laureate Professor Wangari Maathai is reported dead. She died in a hospital in Nairobi whilst undergoing treatment for cancer. She won the 2004 Nobel Peace Prize for her contribution to sustainable development, democracy and peace. Professor Maathai became the first African woman and the first environmentalist to win the prize. We bring you a write-up on Professor Wangari Maathai.
Professor Wangari Muta Maathai was born in Nyeri, Kenya in 1940. She was the first woman in East and Central Africa to earn a doctorate degree. Wangari Maathai was active in the National Council of Women of Kenya and was its chairperson for 6 years. It was while she served in the council that she introduced the idea of planting trees with the people in 1976 and continued to develop it into a broad-based grassroots organization, the Green Belt Movement, whose main focus is the planting of trees with women groups in order to conserve the environment and improve their quality of life. Through the Green Belt Movement, she assisted women in planting more than 20 million trees on their farms, schools and church compounds. Professor Maathai served on the boards of several organizations, including the UN Secretary General's Advisory Board on Disarmament. She was awarded the Right Livelihood Award and in 2004 became the first African woman to receive the Nobel Peace Prize for her contribution to sustainable development, democracy and peace.
In December 2002, Professor Mathai was elected to Parliament with an overwhelming 98% of the vote and served as Assistant Minister for Environment and Natural Resources in the government of President Mwai Kibaki. May her soul rest in peace.
A write-up on Kenya Nobel laureate Professor Wangari Maathai. A mass grave believed to contain up to 1,270 bodies has been found in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. The remains are thought to be of those of inmates who were killed by security forces in 1996 in the Abu Salim prison. The uprising against Colonel Muammar Gaddafi began as a protest to demand the release of a lawyer who represented families of the Abu Salim inmates. Excavation at the site is expected to start soon. French President Nicolas Sarkozy's conservative government has lost its majority in the Senate for the first time in recent French history. The Socialist Party and its communists and green allies have won enough seats to gain control of the upper house. Their victory comes just 7 months before the country's presidential election in April. Right-wing parties have controlled the Senate since the Fifth Republic was founded in 1958. The International Monetary Fund has warned it may not have enough money to bail out larger Eurozone countries if the debt crisis spreads. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde says the global lender can meet its current obligations, but this could change if the crisis worsens. Meanwhile, the Greek finance minister says Greece will do whatever it takes to reduce its deficit. He was speaking after meeting with Ms. Lagarde. Now to end the news, the main points again. The Revenue Protection Information Bureau has asked government to set up a commission of inquiry into the circumstances that led to the near collapse of the Ghana Cotton Company Limited. Deputy Western Region Minister Emilia Arthur has called on teachers to give of their best to produce skilled and competent leaders. Former President Kufuor has returned home from Liberia after undertaking a pre-election assessment tour as a special envoy of ECOWAS. Kenyan Nobel Peace Laureate Professor Wangari Maathai is reported dead. And the Libyan Transitional Council has announced it has found a mass grave containing up to 1,270 bodies in the capital, Tripoli. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.